We head now east of the mountains to our friend Mike McDonald. Getting to him a little late. We apologize tonight, Mike. We had a little, as you might imagine, this Archbishop Murphy story, now that's made national news, is worth talking about for a few minutes over here.
Yeah, we've been talking about it a little bit over here as well. It's going to be interesting to see what occurs.
Absolutely. You had a great one tonight, man. Two of the best teams in the state. Number 3, Richland in the 4A, at least in our poll. Number 8, Kamiokin in the 3A. So two of the best teams the Tri-Cities have to offer going head-to-head.
You know, it's funny because going into the game, Dick, we thought that on paper this looked like a real even matchup. And it was. At halftime, nobody had scored. It was a defensive battle. Richland had made 5 trips into Kamiokin territory, 4 into the red zone, and had 4 turnovers on downs. So there was no scoring in the first half. In the third quarter, things start to heat up a little bit. We end up in overtime with a tie game and 14 apiece. So Richland ends up with a blocked PAT on Kamiokin's extra point, and that's the difference in the game in overtime.
Yeah, my goodness. What was the final?
21-20, Richland over Kamiokin.
On a blocked PAT, my goodness. Now tell me, I mean, they could have used some of those points in the beginning of the game when they kept turning over on downs. Did they just not have any confidence in their kicker there for the Bombers?
Well, it was kind of swirling winds here. We had winds probably up to 25 miles per hour gusting up, and they were just not in a position where they wanted to kick a long field goal with the winds like that.
Interesting. So where does that put these two teams? Obviously, this was a not. Yeah, go ahead.
One other thing. So near the end of regulation, Richland had a chance to win it with a 30-yard field goal, and their kicker, Adam Weisenfels, missed it. It was wide to the right, really close. He had plenty of distance. It turns out that Adam Weisenfels lined up on the edge and blocked the Kamiokin PAT for the win.
The kicker that missed blocked the PAT?
Yep.
Oh, that's fantastic. That is great. You don't normally see the kicker on the block team on the other side. That's great. So a little bit of retribution for him. That's fantastic. I bet he's feeling great. So be it a non-league game, but tell us where these two fit in the rankings in the 4A and the 3A out there.
Well, you've got Richland undefeated now at 4-0. Kamiokin at 2-2 in league play. And the 3A side is just a mess. Hanford picked up their first win, knocking off Kennewick. So looking at the 2-2 records now, Kamiokin, Southridge, Walla Walla, all at 2-2. Walla Walla is a 4A team, but anyway, the Braves and the Suns at 2-2 on the season. Then you've got Kennewick at 1-3, Hanford at 1-3, and Pasco 1-4. Pasco, last check, was falling to Walla Walla.
Gotcha. Give me the name of that young man that blocked the PAT again.
Adam Weisenfels. He's also a very good defensive back and had an interception for the Bombers tonight as well.
Beautiful. That's fantastic. Thank you. That's a great game. I'm glad you got to see a good one tonight.
It was a dandy. We enjoyed every minute of it. Thank you very much, Dick. Have a good weekend.
You too. Mike McDonald joins us from Kona Radio out there in Pasco. What a game there. Number 3, Richland, misses a field goal that would have won the game, but then the same kid that misses the field goal blocks the PAT of the opposition to
redemption.
Seal the win, 21-20. That is great. Adam Weisenfels of Richland. He is certainly one of our big-time performers tonight.